This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulullah. هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن. They are clothing for you and you are clothing for them. In Allah's infinite wisdom, He chose the analogy of a garment to describe a husband and a wife. He could have used anything, but He chose the fact that we are garments for each other. And we need to reflect and extrapolate the lessons from this analogy. Maududi says that the tafsir of this verse is nothing can intervene between the clothes and the body, and each fits into the other naturally. And so this is the relationship between a husband and wife, that this is the closest person to you. And each is a means of comfort, protection, and happiness for the other. Ibn Kathir says that your wives are a resort for you and you are a resort for them. And they are your cover and you are their cover. In any relationship, the most important aspect to develop is the aspect of trust. That is the most essential element of any relationship. When you beautify and you protect and you cover your spouse's flaws, you build trust with them. They can put down their guards. They feel that you have their back. They don't have to feel insecure or scared about how you're going to expose them. If you do expose them, if you're constantly criticizing them, they will feel very vulnerable. They'll feel insecure and scared in the marriage. I have a couple that I'm doing therapy with, and the wife would complain that her husband constantly exposes her flaws. She actually went and told his parents about all the negative things that she does, all the mistakes she had done, things that she told him in private as an amana. It was something she shared, her secrets, her past, and he exposed her to her parents. And anytime that they are in some kind of dispute, this is what happens. He exposes her. And so she has lost that sense of trust. She doesn't feel that he is there to protect her. And this has really damaged the relationship. So if we look at the analogy of a clothes being a garment, what is the purpose of a garment? First of all, you see that as a way of beautifying yourself. And the way you beautify your spouse in your mind is by thinking about their positive traits, by reflecting on the things that you love about them. I remember my first ever therapy session, the one that I was doing with a husband and wife. It was unreal, the experience that I had there, because when I went into my supervisor's room, there was yelling and screaming over the phone. And she turned to me and she's like, they're going to be your first client. And so there was a lot of sense of responsibility and a little bit of fear of what am I getting into? As I sat in this therapy session with a co-therapist, which really looked the part, he had the white beard, he had the glasses. There I was, a 20-year-old muhajjaba, did not exactly fit the part. And this was about 20 years ago. Then I was sitting there watching the interaction as they were yelling and screaming and crying. And all I could think of is I need to add value. I need to say something meaningful to have an impact on this, on them, on their marriage, and in this therapy session. So I mustered up enough courage that towards the end of the therapy, I turned to the wife and I said, "What made you marry Billy? What was it about Billy that made you fall in love with him?" And she just went from a screaming, angry, crying woman to a giggling schoolgirl. She started giggling. I said, "Oh, Billy was so sweet. He used to walk me to my classes and he used to do these special things for me." And I turned over to Billy and I said, "So Billy, what made you fall in love with your wife?" And he's like, "Oh, she was the most beautiful girl on campus, and she stole my heart. I looked at her and she stole my heart. And so at that moment, our supervisor walked in. She walked in and she was baffled. She's like, "What did you all do?" And my co-therapist turned to my supervisor and said, "Hala asked the right question." And that was, "What do you love about your spouse?" And that turned everything around. And it taught me a very important lesson is, what do you get yourself to focus on? What do you get others to focus on? Even in therapy, what are you focusing on? Only on the negative traits of your spouse? Are you trying to bring out the best in them? And I think if we're cognizant of that, of what's going on in our mind, you may not even say anything, but you're thinking all these negative things. Like, I can't believe that she said that. I can't believe he did that. And you're ruminating about these negative qualities, then it's really going to affect how you feel about your spouse. So beautify your spouse in your own mind and also in the mind of others. When you're sitting with others, don't talk about your husband. Don't talk about your wife. Don't sit there and do some husband bashing or wife bashing. Always search for the positive traits that they have and have that beautify them. Another objective of garment is that it's a form of protection. It protects you from the elements. So you, as a spouse, you need to protect your spouse from any kind of slander, from being criticized. You need to be a buffer between your spouse and your parents. If there is any kind of friction, you need to make sure that you are being the man and making sure that things are being handled in a fair way, that you are protecting her. If you're the woman and you see that your family is attacking your husband, you need to make sure that you're protecting his honor, that you're not contributing to any kind of slander. And just as clothes protects his wearers from the external elements, each spouse protects the other from the external passions that would harm the marriage. So that protection, it is like having a fortress where you are protected from any kind of desires, any kind of temptations. And I could tell you dozens and dozens of stories about people who fall into the haram because this protection is not there. They are led to temptation. They succumb to their desires because they are not fully protected in that sense. So we have to make sure that we are beautifying our spouse by thinking well of them, talking well of them, also protecting them from any form of slander, and also protecting them from any of the temptations that are out there. Another objective of garments is covering up the flaws. So this means that you don't constantly criticize your spouse. A lot of times people see their role as a spouse as the critic. I'm going to tell you how you look. I'm going to critique your food. I'm going to critique everything that you do. And this makes a person feel very scrutinized. So you don't want to do You don't want to criticize. You can share and you can help them improve without criticizing. Don't expose their weaknesses. You know, if there is a weakness that they have, maybe they're unable to, maybe they have an inability to organize. Maybe they have an inability to be punctual. Maybe they have certain mistakes or shortcomings. Don't keep exposing them. Don't keep, as they say, rubbing their nose in it. Conceal their flaws. Conceal the flaws of your spouse and even overlook it yourself and make sure that in front of your family, your friends, and the community, you are doing your best to beautify, protect, and cover your spouse. And if you do this, this will lead to the ultimate trust. Because when a spouse feels that they can trust their spouse, and trust is such a huge topic, right? It is on so many different levels. You can trust your spouse to be there for you, that they're loyal. You can trust your spouse to be a source of support for you. And you can trust them that you know they're not going to stab you in the back with their family or their friends. And that source of trust, when you feel at peace with your spouse, that's when you can totally surrender. You don't feel like you have to have guards up. You don't act defensive. You feel that your spouse has your back and you have theirs. And this is a very mutual act. You need to provide that trust and they need to earn that trust. And if you take this beautiful analogy, this profound analogy that Allah has given us, and we try to implement it by beautifying, protecting, and covering our spouse, then there's so many problems that we can avoid. And we can truly have a successful marriage, inshallah, by just implementing this one beautiful analogy.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.